The rest of the story. For Arthur, raggedly dressed and barely in his teens, it was a day just like the day before and the one before that. It was a day of aimless wandering through the endless streets of Boston. The childless couple who had adopted him from the local orphanage had done so hoping to revive a dying marriage. Adoption can do that, they had heard, and yet when the couple's relationship continued to falter and deteriorate, they blamed everything on Arthur. They punished him for not repairing their lives. They deprived him of the decent clothing that they could afford and of the love that had always eluded him. And so, with nobody to care where he was or what he did, Arthur just roamed the Boston byways, gazing up at the buildings and out across the harbor and into the eyes of each silent passerby. It was all right, he told himself. He'd made friends with the loneliness that had lived at his elbow all of his young life. His real parents back in England had divorced when Arthur was only 8. Neither had liked children much. So when they went their separate ways, Arthur was sent to America, to the New England home for little wanderers, and there childless couples came and went, eyeing the orphans hopefully, and of course you know by now the would-be parents who took Arthur home and why. But this is the rest of the story. Young Arthur had one friend in Boston, the doorman at a theater, and this doorman took pity on him. And when nobody else was looking, he'd let the teenager into the theater to see the play for free. And one day the play was Peter Pan. And after it was over, Arthur felt less alone than ever before, partly, perhaps mostly, because of the characterizations of the lost boys, Peter's friends in the land of eternal youth. They were the children misplaced and forgotten by their parents, who had found comfort and camaraderie and adventure among themselves. And so, at least in spirit, did another lost boy, Arthur. Only one day that lost boy, unlike the others, did grow up. And you know him. Oh, yes. You know the character actor Arthur Mallett, now 64, from dozens of feature films and television roles. You know him, if not by name, by face. And this holiday season, we have been seeing him again in Steven Spielberg's magical motion picture, Hook, a continuation of the story of Peter Pan. And you've seen Arthur Mallett in the role of the now elderly Wendy's aging companion, a character named Tootles, the last of the lost boys. It was not a difficult role for Arthur to play, for Arthur Mallett is what he portrays. There is just one difference. For after a childhood of alienation and deprivation, and an adulthood of loneliness and longing, actor Arthur Mallett, the last of the lost boys, finally takes to the skies and flies. Arthur Mallett is home. You see, as through the permanency of celluloid, he will always be. Arthur Mallett, at long last, is home in Neverland. Now you know the rest of the story.